Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio broadcast of Moilili Honganji Mission. Moilili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Our resident minister is Reverend Bert Sumikawa. We welcome you to join us for temple services and activities. Please visit our website at www.moililihonganji.org to find a map of our location and information about our temple. This morning's program is sponsored by Mrs. Akiko Kie in memory of her husband, Reverend So Shin Kie. Our speaker today is Reverend Kevin Kuniyuki, Director of the Buddhist Study Center.
Recently, I attended a reception in Honolulu, and one of the attendees, when they found out I was a Buddhist minister, made this true but interesting comment. Ah, Buddhism, suffering, right? And of course, I then maybe adjusted that perception a little bit, which is the seed for the talk I have with you today. It begins with the concept of suffering. Okay. Of course, the word suffering is used by most sources that translate Buddhist scripture. And yet another way of looking at the Sanskrit word, dukkha, is to examine it by taking it apart. Duh also means unsatisfactory, misaligned, bad, you know, has all those shades of meaning. And kha is interval or space or gap. And together is used to refer to the axle of a wheel that is out of balance. As a result, giving the rider of the vehicle an unsatisfactory ride, rough ride, bumpy ride. And I think it gives more of a sense for what Buddhism is addressing really. Not to trivialize it now, okay? It's something that is the source of many of the things that we suffer about. Now, let's go a little further. In his problem-solving process, the Buddha identified the causes. In Buddhist doctrine, the causes are referred to as the three poisons, not poison the body now, okay? It's poison the spirit and the mind. Let me share with you the words that I have chosen from what my studies tell me. First is ignorance, then attachment, and then aversion. I know you've heard it in other ways. For example, greed, anger, and stupidity. And, you know, that's a good way of remembering it. I prefer the word ignorance as opposed to stupidity, because ignorance means that we are unaware. We haven't learned it. The implication being that we can learn and we can be aware though. When we learn, when we are aware, when we have processed the information, this is the source of one type of wisdom. So the antidote for ignorance is wisdom. Attachment. Left unchecked, unguided, unaddressed, leads to greed, envy. So, what's the antidote to attachment? Don't be attached. Of course, easier said than done, but very intuitive and very obvious. Don't cling on to. Appreciate, but don't seek to possess. Don't feel entitled to, but learn from, appreciate, and let go. Don't cling on to negative things. Learn from the experience of something that went wrong, but don't cling on to the negative feeling. Aversion is a very important one. Aversion, left unaddressed again, unfettered, leads to hatred, Hatred leads to anger. What's the antidote for that? Understanding. Patience. First and foremost, understanding. Aversion arises really out of ignorance and lack of understanding. Once one understands, then there is less likelihood to hate. And definitely, when one understands, one does not get angry. So, for every poison, there is an antidote. Sounds very simple, but life is very complex and challenging, especially when the ego comes into play. Ego itself is not necessarily a bad thing. It's what keeps our personality together. But ego is always protecting itself, always needs affirmation, and it in itself is hungry for praise, for confirmation, for a sense of being better than anyone else. So then it becomes very tricky. Knowing the remedies and trying to apply them and failing, one of the things that happens that arises within the human psyche is to take the emphasis away from oneself and then to see the shortcomings in others, to focus in on that. Well, that person's attached, that person's greedy, that person's angry, that person's not compassionate, that person doesn't understand. Everything is directed away from the self. Easy solution, but then your poisons are still there. So, what do? We keep on going forward, engaging the ideas and going forward. For this life is a process. It's a process of becoming. It's a process of becoming enlightened. It's not about becoming good, becoming enlightened, and better than anybody else, and becoming perfect. Perhaps there are some very special beings that can do that. I don't know about you, but I'm not one of them. And this is the breakthrough of Shin Buddhism, the realization that life is a process of becoming. And as we become better at remedying the three poisons, then life becomes better. As we engage in the process of being mindful of our conditions, then life becomes better. As we help each other through feedback, through gentle reminders, we honor interdependence because that's the reality of life. We become a community and we help each other. Then together we become better. So, such is the challenge. Take responsibility for your own life. Strive not to judge others and be aware of the ignorance, the attachment, and aversion that exists within us. Address them, and a new world will unfold for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend Kuniyuki. Here are some announcements. Tomorrow, Sunday, June 1st, there will be a 9 a.m. English service with Reverend Bert Sumikawa as speaker. Dharma School students and teachers will be recognized. Please join us. If you are interested in the Molili Honganji Buddhist Women's Association, there will be a meeting on June 1st at 10:30 a.m. Project Dana, sponsored by Molili Honganji Mission, is a volunteer caregivers program providing assistance to the frail and elderly. Volunteers are welcome and training is provided. Please call Project Dana at 945-3736 to volunteer or to inquire about assistance. As we close this morning's broadcast of The White Way, We would like to thank our sponsor, Mrs. Akiko Kie, and our speaker, Reverend Kevin Kuniyuki. Thank you for listening, and please join us again next week on The White Way. Namo Amida Butsu.